Good morning, good people. As we reflect this morning on the gospel, we find four kinds of listeners. They are the rootless listener, restless listener, the reckless listener, and rewarding listener. We find in the scripture, Abraham became the father of faith by listening and responding to the word of God. Genesis chapter 17 verse 25. David repented after listening to God's word. 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 13. Mary became the mother of God by her unconditional yes. Luke chapter 1 verse 38. Zacchaeus was converted after accepting the word of Jesus. Luke chapter 19 verse 8. What about us? What does the word of God do to us when we listen, learn, and let in our lives? The parable is divided in three parts. The parable, that is Matthew chapter 13, verse 18 to 23. The purpose, Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 to 17. And the interpretation, Matthew chapter 13, verse 18 to 23. Every parable is a story. Who am I in the parable? Every seed has a story and a history. Jesus reached the hearts of the people with ordinary things like salt, light, mountain, a city, treasure, a net, and a seed in today's gospel. The early Christians were hesitant to receive the word of God because of their attachments with the pleasure, evil, doubts, wealth, and Satan. The sower and the seed are one, yet the land and its conditions are different and challenging. The vulnerable ground that refused to guard and protect the growth of the seed. Lack of faith and understanding leads us to lose the seeds. Initial enthusiasm and growth die quickly when faced with the challenges. Worldly worries and distractions choke the growth of the seeds. Functional and productive environment brings forth the desired and dreamed harvest. Rootless listeners are those like the path. The ground might be good, but it is hard. Eventually, seeds do not grow. They do not comprehend the word of God. They listen peripherally with a prejudice, not allowing the word to sink and settle in themselves. A casual reader with a closed heart and with a deep reflection of the word of God, pride and fear never provide the conditions to be docile and to listen. Our inappropriate attachment, immoral behavior, attitude, lifestyle choke the seed so that it does not germinate at all. The wayside people are like those who come to church but allow their mind to wander, chatting going on inside the mind. Bodies are inside the church, but the spirits are roaming elsewhere. They block the word of God like King Herod and the Pharisees. The second type of people, restless listeners, are like the rocky ground. Their hearts are hardened. Psalm 95 verse 7 and 8. They look for a better pasture and something new always. They are unprincipled and inconsistent. Those who roam around looking for something from others, whatever is trending of the day being their talk of the day, and they end up dropping the project before they even begin. They are Eucharistic people without commitment. Some dynamic preachers show miracles and not allowing the seed of faith to germinate in them. The reckless listeners are like the thorny ground. They allow many things in their lives. They watch and wait to see the seed and weed grow together. No time for personal weeding and conversion. God is not their priority. Working about too many things and focusing on none. They are always in a hurry to listen, reflect, and to pray. They give importance to overall growth, leaving the details and productive growth. The fourth one, the rewarding listeners, are like the rich soil. They are ready to be planted because of their preparedness Abundance of flourishing are sure to happen in the soil with this type of condition. They are open, interested, humble, and willing to change to have a remarkable outcome desired by God. They plow beyond the emotional surface to connect with the spiritual environment. They take time to assimilate, understand, and ready to serve and regular in connecting with the giver of the seed. God wants to see such soil in each one of us to provide the word of God, to open the grace of God to bear abundant fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold. To preserve, we need to promote. God and Christ can make us fruitful and rewarding when we appreciate our worth as the children of God. Do we create an atmosphere and condition for the word of God to root and transform in our lives? How open, welcoming, and nourishing are we in receiving God's word? Mary said, "Let it be with me according to your word." Luke chapter 1 verse 38. Where are we in our spiritual life? Rootless listener, or restless listener, or reckless listener, or rewarding listener? May God bless each one of you who are listening to the word of God today to be rich and fruitful in your lives.